Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
Well, China is now using buttocks swabs.
Sorry.
To test for COVID-19 in high-risk groups. They're thorough, if nothing else, aren't they? The invasive testing method, which is, an understatement if ever I've heard one, reportedly involves saline-soaked cotton swabs that go in 3 to 5 centimetres into the rear parcel shelf.
That.
Hey, sorry.
Don't do that.
Sorry with the hand signals. Anyway, it's not the first port of call for testing. They're still employing the more traditional throat and nose swabs, but obviously not using the same bits of cotton.
No. And one or the other, I would hope.
That's right. Should make the drive-through testing stations a bit more lively, though, shouldn't it?
Yeah, goodness. How would you?
I don't know.
Interesting photos.
Poke something out the window, I guess. Anyway, Nikki and DeMello, it must be Thursday. I'm all confused. It's our bin day today, but like...
It's us too.
Everyone's obviously out of the rhythm because half the street didn't have their bins out.
Oh,
it's a short week, so you confuse people.
Yeah.
Just check the calendar, people, before you go ahead and do anything. Now, a question left over from the public holiday. Who do you reckon put together the unauthorised Australia Day fireworks? I was thinking about this.
Like, I just assumed it was the Skyworks left over. Someone got into the stash.
Well, possibly.
And thought, let's go for it. Let's do it.
I'm pretty sure they come in from elsewhere. Like they're not like a local company that puts them together. Because now, obviously, for those that don't know, despite the official ones not going to ahead, someone put together 10 minutes worth of crackers.
Yeah.
On the South Perth foreshore, and apparently, word was it was listed as an approved event by the Department of Mines, Industry, Regulation, and Safety. So somebody it wasn't just a couple of dudes. With illegal fireworks from Wish.
It was allowed.
Somebody had gone ahead and booked it.
Oh.
Or, you know, obviously gotten approval.
If everything else was cancelled.
Well, because I suppose the whole reason, it wasn't the fireworks that were the issue with it. It was the turnout. So given that it wasn't being...
They were allowed to do it if you don't tell anyone.
Yeah, well, I mean, they expected 300,000 people.
Yeah.
And since that didn't happen. It was all okay.
Very confusing. But, hey, it'd be good if you didn't hear any of the news somehow and went down and set up your rug on the South Perth foreshore waiting for the Skyworks and then thought, oh, well, they're just not as good as last year, but hey.
Mind you, if you went down there not expecting fireworks, it's a nice little bonus.
Treat as well.
Either way.
Win-win if you were down there.
I was trying to work out if it was, I mean, you know, the Premier or Zach Kirkup possibly. I mean, we are leading into an election campaign.
No, they'd tell you.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You'd know all about it.
Fair point. Hey, we've been talking about very expensive Holdens of recent times at Malu Ute. It's sitting currently comfortably over $1 million. Well, the very last... of the production Holdens that came off the Adelaide line in 2017, not quite as limited an addition as the Malu, it's one of the SSV red lines. On average, these are on the market for about $60,000.
Okay.
The very last vehicle off the production line is currently in showroom condition, just over 100 Ks on the clock, and they reckon likely to fetch over at least $500,000, they reckon.
Wow.
Bids with 2 days left are sitting currently on $255,000. So, look,
You've got cash and you love Holdens.
Well, no, now's probably not the time to buy. Mind you, it'll probably only go up in value.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, people should have been investing in Holdens towards the end. Just a couple of Holdens. There's only a few of them that would get these kind of dollars. But
yeah.
I don't think anyone would ever have imagined that... a Holden would be a particularly useful, you know, like Bitcoin or a house, you know, in that territory as an investment. I don't know.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
All right, first off, the City of Rockingham are putting on a free movie night.
Nice.
Movies Under the Stars tomorrow. Take a picnic and enjoy Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker from 5 o'clock. Well, that's when the picnic starts. 8 o'clock for the movie. That's at Secret Harbour Oval.
It'll be like a 4D experience when you just look above the sky. There'll be more stars.
I thought you were going to talk about the food. Because that's also another dimension, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Chips.
Unless they're in the movie as well. No, the stars anyway.
Okay, I see. All right, fair enough. You want to do it like that. January 28th, Daisy Day.
Is it?
It is. Just because they're common, you know, doesn't mean they aren't special.
Aww.
Been saying that about me for years. But anyway.
Are you common?
Well, I think we all know the answer to that question, don't we? And also, so give someone some Daisy action today.
Aww.
And January 28th is also National Lego Day.
Oh.
So get them out.
Yeah.
Celebrate by making something. Try not to step on them. That'd be great.
Oh, God, they hurt.
You know, in 2017, Brand Finance, that's a business consultancy group, they announced that Lego had surpassed brands like Nike, Google, and even Ferrari to be named the world's most powerful brand.
Oh.
So there you go.
Really?
Yeah. And like I say,
what do they do with that power?
Well, I don't know.
Make more Lego.
Yeah. It seems like a waste.
Yeah.
There you go.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news, which, by the way, is now available from our drive-through window, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Clarice Richmond-Leachman was the most awarded actress in Emmy's history and has sadly passed away at age 94. Leachman's publicist said in a statement that she died of natural causes at her home in California. Her breakthrough role came in the iconic 70s sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show and more recently on Two and a Half Men and The Office. Oh. She also won an Oscar for her role in the 1971 film The Last Picture Show and appeared in several hit Mel Brooks films, including Young Frankenstein and High Anxiety. She was nominated for a record 22 Emmys and won 8, tying her with Julia Louis-Dreyfus as the most awarded actress in Emmy history.
There you go.
R.I.P. Clarice. Now, Halsey is pregnant.
Hey.
She announced the news by posting a series of baby bump photos on Instagram. She tagged writer and producer Alev Aiden in the photo, and then he reposted it. So fans are presuming that he is the father.
You would think, but...
But we do not know.
It's not a guarantee.
No.
No. That doesn't serve as a biological test by any stretch.
No. Selena Gomez has announced her first Spanish EP called Revelación.
Nice accent.
It will feature the previously released track Una de Vez.
Es que no me arrepiento del pasado. Sé que el tiempo a tu lado cortó mis alas. Pero ahora este pecho es antibala.
Flawless.
Uh-huh, what she said.
Yeah, I think flawless. A little bit of an accent. But.
The EP is out on the 12th of March. More casting news from the Elvis biopic with newcomer Alton Mason cast as Little Richard. Little Richard, of course, passed away from bone cancer in May last year at age 87 and best known for hits like this. So it'll be very interesting to see how they weave him into the story as well.
Yeah.
The flick is set to cover the rock and roll legend Elvis, of course, his growth from dirt poor singer to global icon seen through the prism of his complex relationship over two decades with his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, who is played by Tom Hanks. So it be very interesting to see how this all plays out. Mostly filmed in Australia. Aussie actors in it.
Yeah.
Love it. And Justin Bieber has been hard at work on new music, recently taking to social media to give us an update and how good he is on the drums.
Of course he did.
So there you go.
Do you want more?
There's going to be a drum solo on his new album.
He's coming along very well.
Yeah, no.
The lessons are paying off.
No official release date yet, but it's coming soon.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.